Hi guys, welcome to Unscripted with Timmy. My name is Oluwa Timileyin and it is my pleasure to invite you or to welcome you especially to this amazing first episode of this anniversary podcast. Alright, Unscripted with Timmy is clocking 3 today and I'm excited to be sharing that moment or sharing this moment with you guys. I would like to first of all start by, I know, appreciating so many people that have given to this cause. They've given themselves, their time, their money. They've given so much, even a little bit more than me myself. I don't think I can count names, but I'm really, really grateful. You know yourselves, I've entered your DMs in the last few days. I'm grateful. In no small way, I am super, super grateful. You carried this podcast on your head in a way I didn't, and I'm super grateful because this podcast would not be anything if you did not support it. So I'm really grateful. Thank you so much. Unscripted with Timmy, in 3 years we've grown to having a newsletter, we've grown to having an Instagram page. I know we've been inconsistently creating content all across the board, you know, a lot of inconsistency here and there, but we've been here. We've been here for three good years now. We've been here. So I'm really, really grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Alright, and to mark our 3rd year anniversary, I'm starting this new project called Stillness. I've been talking about it with some of my friends, with some of my folks, and it's such a beautiful project because it centers around mental health. It centers around mental health. And I mean, I know that for some reasons, some people have made mental health an excuse, and there's so many back and forth about it. There's so many extremes to mental health. You know, someone said, okay, this is how it should be towards this extreme, or this is how it should be towards that extreme. These are the two extremes I'm speaking about. One of the extremes, people that don't have mental health issues, that don't have anything they're dealing with, using mental health as a cover. Alright, and then the society is like, you know what, we see right through you, or the society is even falling for them and is giving them attention and all those things. And on the other extreme are people that are truly, truly dealing with mental health issues amongst us, and they are not being supported. And people are casting doubts casting doubts and shadows on what they are going through. Those people also exist. So I tell people, if this can exist, it can also mean that can exist. Two truths that must coexist before I even get into this project at all. Two truths that must coexist. The truth is, there are people that are truly dealing with mental health issues and they can get better if they get the right kind of help. And the other truths that can coexist, there are people that are manipulating the mental health agenda for their own personal gain and benefits. Alright, these two truths can coexist, and I want us to be able to establish that as a fact before getting into any other thing. Alright, so this project, I'm going to be talking about depression, I'm going to be talking about trauma, I'm going to be talking about anxiety, and I'm really going to be trying to share my experience with you guys, and I would also be sharing some other people's experiences with you guys. I'm just hoping that you first of all realize some basic things about yourself. Alright, like I said, I'm trying to establish some truth. I'm trying to get some more truth out of the way. The first thing I want to say in this episode is that you are not alone. You are not alone. And I know it's a cliche thing. Everybody has said it. You've heard it over and over again. Your parents have told you multiple times. You know what? You can come to us. You know, we understand you better than anybody else. And you know they don't understand you. You know they don't get you. Alright, you know in your heart that they don't get you. So I want to first establish you're not alone. I am like you. Hi, Oluwa Timileyin. I your daughter away. I am like you, and you're not alone. If anything, you are in the company of innumerable numbers of angels. I'm not trying to sound too religious. Anyways, but you're not alone. That's my first point. You're not alone at all. And mental health issues or symptoms or things like this is not something to be ashamed of. It's not your fault, and I would never say your fault. It's not your fault, but you have a responsibility in getting better. But it's not your fault that you feel the same, you feel the way you do, or neither is it your fault that you grew up in the environment that you did, or even the society that you did. So it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility to actually get better. All right, since we've been able to put all of that out of the way, I'm basically going to share my story with depression and suicide. I've had a couple of suicidal attempts. I'm not exactly proud to say that, but I've had a couple of suicidal attempts, and I'm going to be sharing the closest I've been to death. All right, I've been close to death a couple of times, but when it comes to suicide, I've been close a couple of times, but the closest I've been is the one I'm going to share with you guys. All right, but before I get into the story, because the story is quite interesting and I don't want to lose sight of certain important things I want to establish. If you just listen to this episode and you don't know anything about mental health, this is mental health. I wrote down this definition. It's very comprehensive. Have it at the back of your mind and let it renew your mind. Mental health refers to a person's emotional, psychological, and social well-being. All right, the person's emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It encompasses how individuals think, how they feel, how they behave, as well as how they cope with stressors and also relating with others. So mental health is the core of living a very balanced life, with your physical health or your personality or your social well-being and other things. So mental health refers to someone's emotional first, psychological second, and the social well-being of an individual. All right, and that's what mental health is all about. So I know many people have an illusion, or they have this pseudo knowledge about mental health from the society, what they've learned from the society, what people have projected out to be mental health. And you know, growing up as a guy in southwestern Nigeria, it was not exactly easy, because the society had already placed us in cadres, and you know, there were already definitions everywhere of who a man should be, who a woman should be, who this person should be, who that person should be. And you know, it took a lot of knowledge and a lot of exposure to break out of those barriers, to actually say, okay, yes, I think I'm not the best of myself. I think my mental health is at stake. And you know, if you're in Nigeria, the possibility that you're struggling with your mental health is very high. Like I said, mental health is it encompasses a lot of things, including how people deal with stress and how they relate with others. If you're in Nigeria, you know that is a fact. It is a statement of fact. If you're in Nigeria, you definitely have issues with your mental health. So first of all, I'm joining my voice and lending my voice to the cause that mental health should be spoken about more, to the orientation of mental health into our society, and the integration of the knowledge and the ways to handle mental health into our learning systems. Let people get more knowledge about it. All right, I don't want to get into all of that. I'm going to try and get into the story, and I'm going to make sure that this episode is not as long as that. All right, so in the year 2020, all right, in the year 2020, I think March to be precise, I had a conversation with a friend of mine that eventually led to me getting depressed. Long story short, things didn't go my way. I'd planned some years in my life, but they didn't even really start from there. I think it started in 2019. In 2019, for those that do not know, I attended Bowen University. And I attended Bowen University, and I was admitted into medicine and surgery. And then, you know, for some reason, I had to leave the course. And you know, let me not even get into the drama of leaving the course. Let me just get through straight to what happened after. So what happened after was that I lost a lot of friends. I became very alone, not by choice but by circumstance. I don't blame any of my friends or any of the people I lost in that period. I mean, it was not exactly up to them, you know. And when they walked out of my life, God brought people into my life, but I'll get to that part of the story later. Anyways, in 2020, March to be precise, I remember I had a conversation with a friend of mine that didn't go my way. Alright, it was an emotional decision and he broke me. He did. It was in March 2020, I can't forget. It was crazy. I was sad for days into weeks. But you know, as guy man like me now, I decided, you know what, I'm going to shake it off. It can't be that bad. I will be fine. I can just shake it off. Shake it off. I didn't shake it off. It didn't shook off, if there's anything like that. Pardon my humor. It didn't leave. I just thought that it suppressed it. Another fact I want to establish. In fact, I think at the end of this episode, I'm going to try and remind you of all the facts that I mentioned in this episode. Another fact that I need you guys to know is time does not naturally heal wounds. Time does not. Time is a revealer of your healing process. If you've not healed, time would also reveal that you've not healed. Time is not a healer. Things don't heal with time. No. You make conscious efforts to heal, and then over time it's going to show. But if it's not healing, over time it's going to decay. You'll get worse. So I just thought, you know what? I mean, with time I'll shake it off and then I'll be fine. And then it just got worse. April it got worse. May it got worse. June it was just getting worse. It was getting worse and worse. But I remember in July it became worse. I could not sleep. I could only confide in one person. And then I started telling my friends, "Omo, this life just tired me." You know, just making sad comments here and there and to hear what they would say. Honestly, I didn't think I would get as far as suicide. All right, but I knew it was weighing me down. I was waking up from nightmares. And you know, it wasn't something you could discuss with your parents. Like someone said, you can be having a whole mental breakdown and your mom will just ask you to go and wash plates. So I was living in an African home, and of course it was not easy. And you know, I didn't have the freedom to like process my thoughts or my feelings or any of those things. And I remember I was preparing for exams. I think I was preparing for 300 level first semester, and it was COVID year, so it was a lot. Guess what? It was that period I prayed the most. Another fact I want to establish moving forward: it's possible for believers to have mental health issues. It's possible. All right, it's possible. It's not ideal, but it's possible. All right, and you're not at fault. It's not your fault. All right, moving on. So I was praying, you know, fellowshipping with guys, and that was the only time I felt alive. But once people left, I could not pray by myself. I could not worship. I could not do anything. I was just so weak. And I was just drowning and drowning and drowning. And I remembered something that Mayomiku told me in 2019. He told me, he said, if you're in a dark hole, in a dark space, the first thing you do in that hole is to stop digging and seek help. Meaning to say, you cannot bring yourself out of the mess you've brought yourself into. So, or perhaps, or better put, you cannot bring yourself out of a mess you didn't put yourself in the first place. So let's say you've slipped into depression for some situations and everything. You didn't put yourself in that situation, hence you don't know the way out. Alright, so I need people to first realize that you don't know the way out. You need to seek help from people that can help you. Alright, so it got worse. Like I said, I started having withdrawal syndrome. I was just giving signs and everything. And then I remember on that fateful day, I can't forget it. It was a Friday. Folks came by my place. We prayed and all those things. But I woke up that day knowing today something is going to happen. I remember calling my friend and I told him, I said, "Guy, come on. This life don't tire me. I feel just kill myself as I do stuff like this." And then he laughed and he was like, "Come on, Baba, what did they do you, Jerry? We go there, alright." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, be good." And then we prayed. All throughout the prayer, I was asking God for forgiveness of sin, as I knew that I was getting ready to leave this world. And what was my stand? I was telling myself, "Timmy, you've lived, you've loved, you've had the best part of your life. You've preached the gospel, you've loved people, people have loved you back. You've had impact in people's life. And I mean, if you leave now, it's going to be a celebration. You've done your part, you've done your bit." Because I felt at that point, I felt very defeated. I'd been fighting certain emotions and feelings, bottling them up for months. So after the prayer, I escorted my friend back to his place, and then I told him again, I mentioned it again, that oh man, if you just kill myself like this, I don't tire, I'm too tired. And then he was like, don't worry, tomorrow we think I will pray about it. I said, okay, no problem. So that was in the evening. And then so my brother came back, and I told him to go and buy Biggie drink, and I told him to buy apple too. And I sat down, I secluded myself in a place, and then I mixed it up. So I got a very quiet place. I was still in the house, but I mean, nobody was suspecting that anything was wrong with me. So nobody was exactly looking for me like, oh, where's the boy? Where's he? No. It was nothing like that. So I just kept quiet. I put on my phone. I went through my contact list. I shed a few tears. It was a heavy moment. I think it was heavy on me. And I remember putting on my status, I've lived a good life. Alright, I've lived a good life. Man, I said I've lived a good life. I felt like Paul. I've run my race, I've finished my course, kind of thing. I remembered all the moments that counted. You know, it's when you're close to death, you remember that. No, money doesn't really count. You don't remember how much you had or how much you have. I remembered moments of love. I remembered moments of failures, moments of happiness, moments of sadness. People that I love and cherished, you know, their pictures just kept flying through my mind. And I was like, wow, I miss all these guys. And I didn't tell anybody. But I put on my status. Remember, I put on my status that I've lived a good life. I put off my phone. And then I began to think. And then I took it, I drank it. Then my parents swooping, started calling me swooping. Last minute, gave me palm oil and all those things. So I sat down. I was in my parents and my younger brother, and my brothers were on the phone. They're not in the country. And in that moment, I can tell you a lot of conversations were happening, but I didn't hear anything. I just felt empty, very light, very empty, very, very light. And in that moment, I realized that I would be doing more harm than good taking my own life. I would be doing more harm than good taking my own life. I would be hurting the people I love the most taking my own life. It's never worth it. I thought about it. It's not worth it. It's not. But it dawned on me, though. It dawned on me that it was possible for a believer to have mental health issues. And since then, I started trying. I started this podcast on the 6th of September. And the first episode was Hope. And I spoke about how our society tramples on the weakest amongst us. And how we must constantly be a source of hope to each other. And that's why I started my podcast. I started this podcast to talk about things that people don't want to talk about because, in quote unquote, they are Christians. I started this podcast because I wanted people to have a voice, to hear somebody speak like them, to hear somebody talk like them and have similar experiences to them. That accident happened in August. And I started this podcast in September. And it's been 3 years and I still feel the same way. If we would collectively make any sort of impact, if we would collectively help ourselves and help the weakest amongst us, we must get knowledgeable about mental health. Because we're in such a psychologically aware generation. People are becoming more mentally aware. People are becoming more mentally sensitive. And it's just become very, very important to do what? To consistently have these conversations that would shape in how we all see life. I don't want this episode to be too long, but I want you to know a few things about depression. So I'm going to try to just say a few things about depression, because this episode is supposed to be an intro episode and it's supposed to be on depression. Alright, so depression is a mood disorder. It's characterized by a feeling of sadness, loss of interest and pleasure, change in appetite or sleep patterns, and reduced energy level. Alright, there are different kinds of depression. Alright, there's major depressive disorder, there's persistent depressive disorder, there's seasonal affective disorder. Alright, it results from, sometimes it's genetic, sometimes it's biological, sometimes it's environmental, sometimes it's psychological. It could be traumatic experience, chronic stress, hormonal imbalances, or neurotransmitter dysregulation. Alright, and how it shows is there are emotional symptoms, there are physical symptoms, and most importantly, there are suicidal thoughts. That's how they show. Alright, so for the intervention or solution, there are medical help that you could seek out, there are lifestyle modifications, exercise, mindful practices, and most importantly, something that helps with your soul, either by giving generosity or helping somebody else. All these things, they help your heart. But most importantly, the solution to any mental health issue, I found out, is still in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe strongly in the power of the gospel to change any man. I believe entirely in the sovereignty and in the sovereignty of God and the Holy Spirit to help pull you out of any situation you find yourself. And as much as I don't want to sound all religious on you, it is very important, not just religious, that you understand that Jesus can and will help you if you let him. Now more than ever before, you don't need a long list of prayers. I need you to just kneel down in a part of your room and just tell him, Lord, help me. He helped me, and I know he can help you too. Because from that moment of onward, I became more aware. I walked towards it, and he literally has been holding my hand since then. He has been holding my hand since then. So when I think about it, 3 years down the line, and I'm doing this project, it seems just appropriate. It seems just right. And I hope that this part of my story you've heard, and I know I summarized it a lot, this part of my story you've heard, I hope that it helps you understand that you're not alone, and I see you. You're not alone. I see you, and I know, like I know my name, that you are going to be alright. Alright? This too shall what? It shall pass. If you ever need someone to talk to, I am here. You can always reach out to me via email unscriptedwithtimmy@gmail.com, on Instagram at unscriptedwithtimmy. Timmy spelled as T-I-M-I. But really, you can reach out to me via anywhere you hear this podcast from. You can reach out to me via that platform, and I'll be so happy to listen, you know, and just sit with you there. That's why we call it the conversation of one. It's just, I'm hoping that at least one person will listen to this podcast and will feel a sense of hope that things can surely get better, and this too shall pass. Alright, I've taken way more than I intended to. I hope that the other episodes will be shorter than this. But I hope today you'll be able to sit down, and you'll be able to sit down in stillness and just keep quiet and enjoy the serenity of your mind. Alright. Until the next time, I'll see you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can share this on all social media platforms. Tell people about it. Stillness has started dropping. Thank you so much. See you guys next episode. God bless you.